The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3652 of the BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of February, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, in addition to the cruise update, I've got a little song that I only play twice a year. Big Fatty! Hello, malarias! Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, this may be the last little show. Because Big Fatty, we are in Colombia, the country. And y'all, we are, our excursion that is booked for today, is a canoe trip into the, let me just look at it here for a second, because I want to get this right. Big Fatty, that's a first. Here it comes. Here it comes. Big Fatty, bless his heart, he can't do the computers or anything. It is the Eco Canoe Journey, and y'all, we get in a canoe and we go up these I don't know what they are, rivers or streams or whatever. And, y'all, I just think that, you know, probably be eaten alive by the bugs and be, yes, Big Fatty, and the malaria, you know it's coming. Oh, I know it's coming. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, try number two. Y'all, I had the mute on. Big Fatty, can you turn it back on? Y'all, I'm here with the nap. The NIP is here as we are, y'all, as we record this, we are in Lemon, Puerto Verde. Not Puerto Verde.
What?
Where are we?
Costa Rica. And it's
and
Limon, not Lemon.
It's Limon, Costa Rica. I don't know where I was before, but anyway, y'all, it's Thursday as you're hearing this. Tuesday as we're recording this. And y'all, a couple of things, just to catch you up on. Y'all, on Sunday, we were where were we?
Where?
Rotan.
Honduras.
Roanoke. We were in Roanoke, Honduras. And, y'all, we had gotten the over-the-water bungalow. Y'all, it was very, very expensive. But, you know, you only live once. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we had our own special little bus. There were only five groups of two that had their own bungalows, and y'all, it was kind of an overcast day, and we did get a little bit of rain, but it wasn't bad. And but y'all, we felt very special. We had the special arm wristbands that says luxury bungalow VIP, and y'all, we got there, and they had welcome NEP family and written on the thing, and we had got there, and they had a glass of champagne for us, and y'all, then we went into our little bungalows, and they came in with a little wooden boat that was full of little snack ads, some fruit and some Oreo cookies and some nuts and prunes. By the way, did you ate one of those prunes? How did it work?
I've been shitting just fine.
Okay, well, y'all, the prunes were successful, y'all, then they took our, y'all, we had a drink menu we could order from, whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted it. There was a bottle of champagne sitting in a little ice bucket between the relaxing cushions of the divans that were there, and had a little table area down on the deck and a little it was, y'all, it was like a hammock, but it was just above the water and attached to the sides of the teak deck. Y'all, then it had off to the side, there was a little ladder. So if you jumped into the ocean, you could hoist yourself back up, y'all. And we had several drinks, and y'all, it was just a lovely day, just a lovely day. And there was a nice breeze blowing, had a nice lunch brought to us, and y'all, and the Nep went swimming, y'all. The lifeguard had to paddle out to him,
he didn't have to. I was fine.
The lifeguard had to paddle out to him. He's, oh, are you okay? And the Nep goes, yes, I've got a noodle. And the guy says, and you're still struggling that much?
You did not. You're lying.
Yeah, by the way, on the trip over,
he said, can I see your noodle?
Okay. And he showed him. Y'all, on the way over there, the little tour guide guy said that, oh, we've got everything for you. We've got drinks. We'll have lunch. We've got noodles. And the Nip was saying, well, why are they serving us noodles? You know, he thought going to have ramen. Oh, here's a cup of ramen noodles upon your arrival at the luxury bungalow. So, y'all, it's just sad. It's really sad. But anyway, y'all, it was just a lovely, lovely day. Y'all, when we got back, the sports ball was going on. I want to send out my condolences to that mean king, because I know he is distraught. He's wearing a black veil, I tell you, because the Kansas City Chiefs lost. And y'all, it's going to be the La Rams and the and the Cleveland Bengals. It'll be Joe Batance versus Kingsley. I think Kingsley's in Cleveland. Yes, we have Big Fat here. It's hot in Cleveland. Well, Betty White, God rest her soul. But anyway, y'all, they had that playing in the rooms and on the big screen in the lobby. Y'all, the homosexuals, you know, they love to look at the sports ball. Y'all, then that evening, they canceled. We were having the Under the Sea deck dance starting at 11. And y'all, I think I told you this, that the little cod advertising it was Miss Richfield in scuba gear under the sea. But who doesn't love Miss Richfield? Y'all, did you go check out Miss Richfield like I suggested? Well, anyway, but y'all, we had Dixie Longgate and Big Fatty. There's just something about that sounds vulgar. No, there's nothing vulgar about that. But y'all, she's from Alabama. Big Fatty, did she have a banjo on her knee? No. But y'all, funny, y'all, it was a 45-minute show, and y'all, she did not stop talking the entire 45 minutes. And y'all, her Alabama thing was, well, I was running out there and I was telling them that, then I went to the, and you know, just kind of, Big Fatty sounds like you. I didn't know you were from Alabama. No, I'm not. But y'all, funny show, funny show. And y'all, then y'all, they've had a lure of leather that night, but y'all, it wasn't until 11:30 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I was tired. You know, that luxury bungalow will take it out of you. And y'all then, on the next day, which would have been, what day was that? That was Monday?
I'm not paying attention.
Yes, today's Tuesday. Monday, no. Yes, today's Tuesday. Monday, we had a day at sea, and y'all, they had the the Sports Ball and Sparkles tea dance, and y'all, they were all dressed up. Y'all, I thought of Dr. Stone during the tea dance, because many of them had on their singlets, and lots were wearing less, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. Big Fatty had on his Hatlanta Braves shirt, and my brand new Nasty Pig kind of opaque shorts. Big Fatty, you didn't have anything sparkling? Oh, well, I did, but it was underneath my opaque shorts. Peter G will understand that. But anyway, let's see. So y'all, that went on. Y'all, the Nip, he put on his dancing slippers, let me tell you. He spent the afternoon out in the sun, and y'all, today we're referring to him as Lieutenant Lobster. And Lieutenant Lobster, it's, you know, on Saturday, he goes, oh, it's not too bad, it's not too bad. And then he woke up Tuesday. Oh, my God. I was in the sun too long. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. It hurts in the places it's not supposed to hurt. Monday night, y'all, we had one of our specialty dinners. We went to the Cagney's Steakhouse. Big Fatty, did you go to Lacey's Bar? No, it was not Cagney and Lacey. anyway, y'all, it was the steakhouse on board. And y'all, we felt like $1 million. Y'all, they had probably the biggest red wine glasses I have ever seen. Even this would even be a big glass for Derwood. Let's just put it that way. So y'all, we had some wine. The Nip bought the wine package, and he shared a glass with me. And y'all, they had some sort of contraption they put on the wine bottle that you turned it and it filled up this little bowl. And then you turned it again, and it poured the wine out of the little bowl into the glass. And y'all,
it was like an aerator bong.
It was aerator bong. Big Fatty, wasn't that your stripper name back in college? No, it was not my stripper name back in college. However, Alex Lefebvre will be happy that I played that music. It was my stripper name on this cruise. Oh, okay. Y'all, and for supper, we had the, y'all, it was the 16-ounce cut of the prime rib. Y'all, it's a big old piece of meat. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you, TM. I started off with the French onion soup, and the Nip had the wedge solid, and y'all, the wedge solid looked absolutely delicious. We're going to back to Cagney's on the last night of the cruise, and y'all, I'm getting the wedge solid. Y'all, the chunks of blue cheese on it were almost as big as the wedge itself. Then we had the prime rib and the sides. The Nip had a baked potato and some sort of cream spinach. And oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all coming up a special song that I only play twice a year.
You might think we should plan on staying hot for as long as possible. Keep dancing, doing drugs and having all kinds of sex in bars. Get a lift, get a tuck, till our eyes meet our ears and there's no one left to fuck. But then when we're dead and deflated, so toxic we can't be cremated, we'll cry by the coffin and close the lid. That's the reason I want the kid. Conversely, we could put it off and travel to other continents. Take pictures of each other in oases and rug bazaars. See the world tour by tour and pick up rare diseases for which there is no cure. But then when our travels are ended, so far from the tribes we befriended, who'll care that we once saw a giant squid? That's the reason I want the kid. A girl or boy who'll learn and grow, a source of joy, at least till age 13 or so. You might think, why be parents when we could buy a house to renovate? Haunt auctions in a quest to find Edwardian samovars, Chinese lamps, Spanish knives, Architectural Digest will validate our lives. But then on our graves the inscriptions will read that we died like Egyptians, entombed in our postmodern pyramid. That's the reason I want the kid. A kid to base our world upon, a fresh new face to lay all our neuroses on. The truth is something Terry doesn't know, and I won't reveal to him. My family has a curse in middle age that's uniquely ours. We get fat, really fat, grossly fat, Brando fat. And I don't know if Terry will want me after that. But if we have children together, I won't have to look good in leather. He'll care for me whether or not I'm hot. 'Cause if you put me on the spot, if I don't hold on to my fellow, he'll leave when my abs turn to jello. And I wouldn't blame Terry if he did. That's the real reason that I want the kid.
And y'all, I hope you enjoyed that song. You know, y'all, we always need to celebrate the Danburys for bringing Danbury Jr. Into their home. And y'all, I couldn't be happier for the three of them. Y'all, I finished telling you about the steakhouse real quick. I had my sides with the scalloped potatoes and the mushrooms, and then we shared onion rings, and then we had apple cardamom crisp or something like that for our dessert. Y'all, we're here in Costa Rica, and I guess I'll tell you all about that on Friday's a little show. Y'all, ship inner tubes are terrible, so I'm not sure if you're going to get it on Friday or not, but we're going to give it the old college try. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.